ओम ज्ञानतिमरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Congratulations to everybody who's found the holy name of Krishna, because your search is over and your journey back to Godhead has begun. By finding the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the holy name, and the Vaishnavas, no one can be overcome by Maya again. Simply one has to take advantage of this process, because Krishna is fully present in his holy name, gives his complete benediction through the holy name. What to speak of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and from the hearts of the Vaishnavas come all benedictions. The Vaishnavas distribute the holy name, they also distribute bhakti to others. Bhavadvida bhagavatas tirta bhuta swayam vibho tirta kurvanti tirtani swantak stenga gadabrata. Yudhishthir Maharaj said to Vidura that you carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart, therefore you're a place of pilgrimage personified. In fact, the Shastra says there's no use going to the holy places unless you're going there to meet a Vaishnav, because that's where the real abode of the bhakti or bhakti shakti is, there within the hearts of the Vaishnavas. Even Krishna doesn't have it, because he's the object of that bhakti. Whereas the devotees are the ones who hold the love for Krishna within their hearts, and that's what we're after. It comes from the Vaishnavas. So we're remembering Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. How's the temperature for everyone? It's a little hot. Can we go down like a degree or two? Since we're the big controllers of the temperature here in this world, at least for a few more days. I'm going to read to you about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because it's an excellent book here, Shri Bhaktisiddhanta Bhai Bhav, by His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami. And just, of course, it's an exhaustive work, and we don't only have a little bit of time, so I'm just going to give some flavor of the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, so we can get some appreciation for him. We have to develop appreciation for the acharyas and understand how perfectly situated they are to teach us. Then it's encouraging to follow their path. And by following their path, following their footsteps, we will go back to Godhead without a doubt. This is the system for advancing, of course, in any science, but especially in bhakti. If one aligns oneself with the line of pure devotees and follows their method, then described in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially there's a verse I'm thinking of right now. It comes in the 10th canto, and it's a prayer offered by the demigods to Lord Krishna within the womb. And in that prayer they say that one who follows the great acharyas, will, by their mercy, be able to cross over the ocean of material existence. Because the acharyas, through giving the process of Krishna consciousness that one can follow, make it easy for themselves to cross over this material ocean, and they also make it easy for others. And in fact, if one approaches the boat and decides, I'm going to get in it, then at that time the ocean shrinks to the size of the water contained within the hoofprint of a calf. Vatsapadam. So the expedient way to go back to Godhead, to feel happiness and balance in one's life, is to follow in the footsteps of the acharyas. So here we have a chapter 12 from the Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Bhai Bhav in the first volume. And I'll read a little bit from this about service to Shastra. Because Shastra is something that's available to us. It's part of our culture as given to us by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That anyone, no matter where you live, in an apartment with one of those carpets inside, or if you live in a big house with these wood floors, or if you live out in the jungle and it's a mud floor, or linoleum, doesn't matter what kind of floor you live on, if you take advantage of the Shastra, you'll advance in spiritual life, because this Shastra comes from the spiritual world. Maya mugda jivaranahi swata krishna gyan, that it's not automatic that the living entity can come out of illusion, but by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva, he has compiled these Shastras just for us. And if we take advantage of them, we can come out of illusion and come to the perfection of life. Association, we'll have association with the great personalities who are within the Shastra. Chapter 12, Service to Shastra. Srila Saraswati Thakur was absorbed in scripture and philosophy and in relishing and explaining Shastriya verses. He seemingly had unlimited knowledge of Shastra, which he quoted profusely both in speaking and writing. For instance, he cited over 200 scriptural sources in his Anubhashya on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and in his commentary on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, 1.16.11. He clarified the important phrase, Das Prabhu Bheda, the difference between servant and master, by giving a total of 88 Shastriya references, 22 from Shvetashvatara Upanishad, 21 from Brahma Sutra, 16 from Mundaka Upanishad, 9 from Chandogya Upanishad, 8 from Katha Upanishad, 7 from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4 from Taittiriya Upanishad, and 1 from the Rig Samhita. Get cracking at home, open those books. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati viewed scriptural writings not as mere amassments of information, but as the direct presence of the acharyas who had authored them. By propagating the acharya's message, he desired to increase the number of people serving them. He taught that one can attain the association of the acharyas by preaching Shastravani. Srila Saraswati Thakur wanted that at least the more intellectual among his disciples be learned in Shastra. To this end, he instituted demanding courses of study leading toward Bhakti Shastri and other degrees, each requiring extensive knowledge acquired from several seminal books. Even his academically less inclined disciples were minimally required to imbibe the Dashamul, 10 basic points of Vaishnava philosophy, according to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, as described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his teachings regarding Dashamul. First, that Praman, the authoritative source of knowledge, is Shastra, and the discipular succession of Acharyas, and subsequently the 9 Prameyas, elementary truths, proved by this authority. The Prameyas were as given by Srila Baladev Bidyabhushan in his Prameya Ratnavali, which was based on the teachings of Sri Madhvacharya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur described each point in detail with profuse supporting references from the Vedas, Puranas, and corroborative literature, including Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just as the Ayurvedic medicine Dashamul, prescribed from 10 herbs, is a cure for all kinds of fever, so familiarity with Dashamul is essential for sadhakas in bhakti, for it removes all disease-like misconceptions and fortifies faith, the basis of all further progress, and counteracts pollution within the sampradaya. In the Gaudiya Math, knowledge of Dashamul was inculcated from the beginning of each newcomer's introduction into the path of Shuddha Bhakti, usually prior to or shortly after bestowal of Harinam. So we come from this tradition. Actually, the Bhakti Shastri degree that most of you have now, or some of you are aspiring to have, and the other degrees after that, which include Bhakti Bhai Bhav, and then the Bhakti Vedanta, the Bhakti Sarvabhauma, are all conceived of and promoted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada took that culture of fortifying the devotees with a good base and knowledge in shastras. Siddhanta bulya chitana kara alash iha hoite krishna lagi shudrit manash. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says, don't be lazy about discussing Siddhanta. And Prabhupada used to say, discuss thoroughly threadbare, from different angles of seeing, you should discuss over and over again these various points of Siddhanta. There'll be differences of opinion, and you should discuss them until you can understand the actual presentation of the acharya, the line you come in, and be able to support it with scripture. Then he says, sudrid manash. He said, because of this, my mind has become fixed. This is the difference between a kanishta adhikari and a madhyama adhikari. Well, there's a couple of differences. One is that the kanishta adhikari has weak faith, and he doesn't know shastra. And the madhyama adhikari has strong faith, but he doesn't know shastra. He or she cannot defend against various attacks, philosophical attacks. The uttama adhikari knows shastra, shastra sunipuna, knows how it all connects. Nahana shastra vichara naika nipuno shad dharma samstapako. The Goswamis of Vrindavan were expert at bringing together all these shastras, specifically so that one could perfectly see the framework of the entire teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as brought forward by the Bhagavat. And the Uttamadhikari has firm faith and also has complete knowledge of Shastra. The difference between the Madhyama and the Uttama is this immersion in Shastra. In fact, it mentioned that one who's a teacher of Krishna consciousness and accepted as a teacher, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, kiba bipra kiba nasi shudra kena noi, ye Krishna tattva veta she guru hoy. A guru is somebody who knows the Shastra. He knows the science of Krishna. And then Shastra also says that brahmanishtam, the guru should be brahmanishtam, fixed in Brahman, has no other business in life except for Brahman, except for serving Krishna, and should also have taken a dip in the transcendental ocean of the Shastra. That's how Prabhupada puts it. He must have taken a dip in the ocean of the transcendental Shastra. Harikata, although everything Srila Saraswati Thakur did was to promote the pure kirtan of the holy names, he was known mainly for his speaking, not singing. He claimed kirtan as his only activity, yet clearly his kirtan was primarily Harikata. He often explained Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's famous dictum, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, generally understood to promote unceasing chanting of the holy names as an injunction for non-stop glorification of the Lord by Harikata. Thus, Harikata was Srila Saraswati Thakur's life, issuing forth from his lotus mouth as naturally as breathing. Quote, I have had the opportunity to hear and discuss these topics since the beginning of my life. I have been discussing these points for 50 years now, in great detail and at every moment throughout the 24 hours, when awake and even when slumbering. While continuously discussing these topics, eventually my body will wear out and fall down. I will glorify until the last moment of my life all that I have learned from my gurus. Why only one mouth? Let me have unlimited mouths and an unlimited lifespan to unlimitedly glorify the unlimited qualities of Krishna's devotees. And this is the opportunity we have to become immersed in speaking about Krishna, because you can learn Krishna's pastimes from the Krishna book, which is the best place to learn them. As Prabhupada has given a perfectly digested and balanced presentation of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is normally not accessible to those who are not on elevated platform of bhakti, who their faith is not completely fixed. As mentioned in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, Shadhanvito Nishunuyada Anuvarna Yediha, one must have firm faith. If one has firm faith in hearing the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, one can come to the highest level. Otherwise, One is advised to start in the beginning cantos and work all the way up. Prabhupada gave us the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of Krishna book early on, partly because he wasn't sure how long he would be here, and he knew that this was vital for the world to hear the direct pastimes of Krishna. Otherwise, what was Narada Muni telling Vyasadeva in the 5th chapter of the first canto of the Bhagavatam? After you've written all the Vedas, you wasted your time, sir. That's why you're feeling so morose, because you haven't directly given the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, do it. Tell these direct pastimes. So Prabhupada did that, but he did it in such a way that between the most important points, he gives the edifying points from the Bhagavad Gita, the understanding of our eternal relationship with the Lord, so we don't mistake him to be an ordinary human being and think, oh yeah, that's just like me. So I'll go out and do more nonsense because I'm also God, like many people do, and misunderstand, and so forth. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's quote here is something that we can apply in our own lives. In fact, we must apply. It is the process from whatever situation you're in now, whatever ashram you're in now, whatever kind of floor you live on, you have to go on hearing, immerse yourself in the process of hearing. Stani stita shutigatam tanuvan manobhir. Lord Brahma advises, go on hearing. Arrange your life in such a way that you can hear constantly and discuss. And in this way, you'll come to the perfect stage. You'll become purified by hearing about Krishna and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Continuing, the kirtan culture widespread in Bengal had sprung from Lord Chaitanya's propagating Hare Naam Eva Kevalam, misunderstanding of which had led to underemphasis on the importance of Shravana, hearing of Harikatha. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati revealed that Harikatha is the Swarup Shakti of Harinam. Just as Krishna is properly worshipped not alone, but with his Swarup Shakti, Sri Radha, recitation of Harinam is incomplete and improper unless accompanied by hearing Harikatha. He stated that wherever Harikatha is spoken is a Tirtha, and that Harikatha is the guardian of genuine sadhus in a world where everything that surrounds one is ready to become an enemy and attack the unprotected. I'm going to read that again because it might have slipped by us, but it was a very important point. It's a long sentence, actually. I have to back way up. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati revealed that Hari Katha is the Swarup Shakti of Harinam. Just as Krishna is properly worshipped not alone, but with his Swarup Shakti Sri Radha, recitation of Harinam is incomplete and improper unless accompanied by hearing Harikatha. He stated that wherever Harikatha is spoken is a Tirtha, and that Harikatha is the guardian of genuine sadhus in a world where everything that surrounds one is ready to become an enemy and attack the unprotected. Really like that last sentence. So, it's our only guardian, the Harikatha. And we should not expose ourselves. I was reading recently something I've read before, but every time I hear it, I find it to be profound. And Prabhupada mentions that main cause for fall down, even by advanced or liberated devotees, is inattention. Don't become inattentive. If you become inattentive and stop the Harikatha and start some other kind of katha, which is the choices. You only have two choices. One comes in to fill the void. If you stop Harikatha, then something else comes in. There's no void. Then, naturally, because of the power of sound, sound carries consciousness. Ours is sonic theology. Sound carries consciousness. And if we take in the sound from impure people and from those describing objects and events of the mundane world, then our mind will become preoccupied with those and will be deviated from the path of bhakti. So, to go on hearing Krishna Katha, arranging one's life is the instruction of Rupa Goswami as the essence of all advice. Tanama Rupa Charitari Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasanamanasi Niyoja Tishtam Vraje Tananu Ragi Jananu Gami Kalam Nayed Akilamityupadeshasaram. The essence of all advice is to engage one's full time 24 hours a day in hearing, chanting, remembering the Supreme Personality of God and His names, forms, pastimes. This way, one will step by step come to the position of following the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, Tishtan Vraje Tananuragi. One will develop one's particular affinity for hearing about a particular associate in the spiritual world. As one becomes purified and cleansed of all unwanted things from within the heart, what's left is that, or what develops after that, is a positive and positive eagerness to hear about Vrindavan, to hear about the devotees there, and then there's a specific or very specific desire to hear about a particular devotee or a particular kind of devotional service. Very advanced stage, not to be imitated or prematurely engaged in. But this is the result described by Rupa Goswami from continually hearing about Krishna. Protect oneself from the enemy. Moreover, he stressed that taste for and faith in Harikatha is the very root of Hariseva, and would cite Harikatha hi kevalam paramam shreyaha. Harikatha alone is the supremely beneficial activity. And, quote, there is no other method of well-being besides unceasingly and attentively hearing discourses about Hari from the highest devotee, who is the most beloved of Krishna. There is no other means for attaining service to the Absolute save the guided oral activity for catching the transcendental sound. Liquid nectar, it's poetry, it's beautiful. He would quote, Tadinam duninam manye Megachanam nadurdinam yaddinam krishna samlapa krishna piyusha varjitam. I do not consider bad a day covered with clouds, but one devoid of discussing the nectar of Krishna Katha. That's a bad day. In fact, it's a bad destination. If you go to some place where there's no Krishna Katha, you can go to what they call heaven on earth. There's a few places that people consider to be nice in the material world. If you go there and there's no Harikatha, it's hell. And it's a bad day every day. And if you go to the supposed worst destination on the planet, but there's Harikatha, that's the best place to go. So our only interest really is in being near the devotees who are speaking Harikatha. And that is the great art of devotional service. How to place oneself in the proximity of great devotees who are speaking Harikatha. And if you can do that, somehow or other, get in your car, walk down the street, get a bicycle, whatever you have to do to be there. Nowadays, it's possible through the internet. This is the benediction of this present age. We should utilize it and not waste one second. I was thinking the other day that this is a window of opportunity like never before where we can actually tune into Harikatha and every second of the day without stoppage through the technological advancements that have been offered to us by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and so forth. Continuing. Srila Saraswati Thakur was a voluble river of ambrosial Krishna Katha. Look up V-O-L-U-B-L-E, please. Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapidam yena bhutale. Swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam.
Being fully imbued with and non-different from transcendental energy, his words have the capability to enter the deepest recesses of hearers' hearts and connect them with the spiritual sky. Please, translation.
Voluble, affluent, eloquent, loquacious.
Loquacious.
Loquacious, yeah. Fluent, vocal, silver-tongued.
Srila Saraswati Thakur was a voluble river of ambrosial Krishna Katha. Being fully imbued with, now you have to use that in a sentence tomorrow when you go to work. Being fully imbued with and non-different from the transcendental energy, his words have the capability to enter the deepest recesses of hearers' hearts and connect them to the spiritual world. Simply upon hearing him once, several persons surrendered and became his disciples. His potency derived from his own faith and dedication to delivering Harikatha. Quote, without spending 200 gallons of blood in preaching Harikatha to all individuals, they will receive no impression. Even though we do this, many hearers remain unaffected. Nonetheless, we are ready to speak Harikatha. There is a great lack of Harikatha, a great lack. I have gone to the seven places that give liberation. Ayodhya, Mathura, Mayapur, Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchi, Avanti, and Dwarka. After visiting numerous places in India, I have come here. I did not meet even one person who could water the desert of my heart with Krishna Katha. After studying Vedanta for billions of lives, one cannot attain liberation. Verse. Advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam madhyam purana purusham navayovanam cha vedeshu durlabham adurlabham mabhaktau govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. After studying Vedanta for billions of lives, one cannot attain liberation. To levitate 10 or 20 feet by extended pressing of the nostrils bestows no auspiciousness. But if one hears Bhagavatam from a person who is himself a Bhagavata, then all jivas in the universe are benefited. It gives some deeper appreciation of our distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam, doesn't it? Who's taking time to distribute the message of the Srimad Bhagavatam? To speak of who even has it, who keeps the Bhagavat in their home, who stores extra Bhagavatams in their home so they can distribute them to others and then invite people to discourses and so forth. Those who are doing that are in the line of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that's for sure. Because he was, he is giving this as the panacea and the way to advance solidly in spiritual life. He goes on, my steadfast hope is that by continually speaking Harikatha to many people, one or two good souls may become heedful to it. The harmonist analyzed the nature of his speaking. The acharyas of the Gaudiya Math always the acharya of the Gaudiya Math always speaks out of the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It is this which makes his language universally acceptable against the most cherished convictions of his audience. It is supremely thought-provoking. It always goes straight to the point, not to the expected, but to the point needed for the preservation of any misunderstanding. So this is profound because we find that Abhaya Charanadavinda, Abhay at the time, who was newly a family man, his early 20s, and had grown up in a family of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, from the very earliest memories that Prabhupada recounts, he remembers the bells ringing in the temple room and seeing Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda. His father, throughout his life, would invite sadhus to the house,
every kind of sadhu. In fact, he even kept ganja in his house so he could offer that to the so-called sadhus, because some of them, they demanded ganja. Any kind of sadhu, he didn't care, he didn't discriminate. He'd just say, you come in, you please bless my son, that he becomes a great devotee of Srimati Radharani. That was the request, over and over again. And Abhay had seen enough sadhus to know that he wasn't very impressed. So when his friend one day said, I have a sadhu you really have to meet, he said, no, I've seen enough. And Prabhupada describes, my friend dragged me to meet him. And now we want to play for you a recording. Prabhupada, on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance day, describing his experience and realization after meeting his spiritual master. It'll just start automatically. This is a recording from Los Angeles, 1973, December, on the occasion of the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Dina Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Can you start it over?
Recorded on December 13, 1973.
I think you'll have to listen very carefully.
Passed away from this material world.
And just start over, please.
On 31st December 1936.
The following is a lecture on the disappearance day of His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 13th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namini. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a passed away from this material world on 31st December 1936. So almost 40 years passed. So there are two phases, prakat and aprakat, appearance and disappearance. So we have nothing to lament on account of disappearance, because Krishna and Krishna's devotees, not only devotees, even the non-devotees, nobody disappears. Nobody disappears because every living entity, as Krishna is eternal, it is confirmed in the Vedic literature, nitya nityana, chetana chetanana. The description of the Supreme Lord is that He is also nitya eternal, and the living entities are also eternal. But he is the chief eternal. Nitya nityanam chetana chetana. So qualitatively there is no difference between Krishna and the living entities. And quantitatively there is difference. What is difference between Nitya, the similar number Nitya, and the plural number Nitya? The plural number Nitya is subordinate, eternal servants of the singular number Nitya. Just like if you want to serve somebody, so the master is also exactly like you. He has got two hands, two legs, all the same sentiments, he also eats. Everything is same there. But the difference is the master and the servant, that's all. Otherwise, equal in every respect. So spiritually, appearance and disappearance, there is no difference. Just like in material point of view, if a person takes birth, suppose you get a son born, you become very happy. The same son, when passes away, you become very unhappy. This is material. And spiritually, there is no such difference. Appearance or disappearance. So although this is the disappearance day of Angushtavas, Sushyamad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so there is nothing to be lament. Although we feel separation, that feeling is there, but spiritually there is no difference between appearance and disappearance. There is a song, Narottam Das Thakur's song, Jyanila Premodhano. Do you know anyone of you? Can you sing that song, anyone? Jyanila Premodhana Karuna Prachur Heno Prabhu Kothagala. I don't remember exactly the whole song. That is our lamentation. That's Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur brought this message to distribute all over. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his desire that prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar haibe morna. He predicted that all over the world as many towns and villages are there. Everywhere my name will be known, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, which is now attempted now, it is being actually. To execute this will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said personally, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hoilo Ja, Janma Sarthakari Karo Paro. He wanted that his name should be broadcast all over the world, in every town, every village. And who would do it? That he asked, that anyone who has taken birth in Bharatvarsha, India, it is his duty, first of all, make himself perfect by understanding the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then broadcast it, distribute. This was the duty of every Indian. The Indian, especially in India, they have got the privilege to take advantage of the Vedic literature. In other countries, There is no such advantage. So, if anyone wants to make his life perfect, then he has to take advantage of the vast treasure house of Indian spiritual knowledge. Even one Chinese gentleman, he has written one book about religion, that is a course in New York University. So he has said that if you want to know something of religion, then you have to go to India. That's a fact. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that every Indian, there is a need of broadcasting this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So it is the duty of every Indian to, first of all, make his life perfect. He must know. Perfection means he must know what is his position and what he has to do. That is perfection. At the present moment, people do not know what he is, whether he is this body or something extra. The big scientists, they are also failure. This is perfection. First of all, one must know what he is, whether he is this body or something beyond this body. This is the beginning of spiritual knowledge. So that advantage is there in India by culture, by education. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested that Indians, Bharatiya, Bharatvarsha, those who are taken birth as human beings, he doesn't speak to the animals. Bharat Bhumite Manushyajana. Manushyajana means human. Because without being a human being, nobody can understand these things. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. So a person whose behavior is like cats and dogs, he also cannot understand. Therefore he said, Janma Sarthak Kori. First of all, make your life perfect and then distribute this knowledge. This is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So he simply said, but he was expecting then in later days his followers would do that. So that attempt was made by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he deserved, and that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, it should be accepted by East and West equally. And both the Indians and the Europeans, Americans, they should dance together in ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. That was his desire. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He simply expressed the desire, when I shall see this happening, that both the Eastern and Western people, they are united on the basis of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and dancing together in ecstasy. That was his ambition. This was ambition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this was the ambition of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took up this affair, business, and he wanted, first of all. So, every student, any disciple, every disciple, especially those who are competent, he requested that you take up this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach in the Western country. That was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's first attempt. Before that, even the acharyas, Rupanuga, Goswamis, they left literature, but they did not attempt to preach practically. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was very, very anxious to preach this Chaitanya cult in the Western countries. That is, see, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's special contribution. So when I met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is a long story how I met him. One of my friends, he dragged me. I was at that time nationalist and manager in a big chemical factory. My age was about 24 years. So one of my friends, he asked me, there is a nice sadhu, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has come in Calcutta. So let us go and see. So I was reluctant. I thought, just like, so there are so many sadhus. So I am not very much, because I had very bad experience. Not very good. So I said, this kind of sadhus there are many. You'll be glad to know that even in young age or early age, it was Krishna's grace, even amongst my young friends, I was considered the leader. In my school days, in my college days, in my private friendship, somehow or other, I became their leader. And one astrologer, sometimes he read my hand. He said in Hindi, "Hukum chalega." Hukum chalega means your hand speaks that your order will be executed. So anyway, it was Krishna's grace. I would not go, but their point of view was that unless I certify that sadhu, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, will not be accepted. Therefore he dragged me. So I went to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on that day. On the first meeting, just we offer our obeisances, it is a practice. So immediately began his talking that you are all educated young men, why didn't you take our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and preach all over the English like public? Why didn't you take up this matter? So I argued with him in some way. At that time I was nationalist. So I told that who will accept our message? We are dependent nation. Nobody will care. In this way, in my own way, in these younger days. But we belong to the Vaishnava family. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Radha Govinda. That is our worshipful duty, worshipful deity. So, I was very glad that Radha Krishna cult, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this sadhu is trying to preach. It is very nice. So, at that time we had some talks, and of course I was defeated by his argument, my argument. And then, when we came out, we are offered prasadam, very nice treatment, the Gauri amount. And when I came out on the street, this my friend asked me, what is your opinion of this sadhu? Then I said that here is the right person who has taken up Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message and now it will be distributed. So I was at that time a fool, but I opined like this and I accepted him as my spiritual master immediately. Not officially, but in my heart. That was in 1922. Then, in 1923, I left Calcutta on my business too. And I made my headquarters at Allahabad. Allahabad is about 500 miles from Calcutta. So, I was thinking that I met a very nice saintly person. That was my thinking, always. So in this way, in 1928, there was a Kumbh Mela. At that time, these Gaurimath people came to Allahabad to establish a center there. And somebody has said, somebody informed them that you go to that Prayag Pharmacy, my drug shop was named as Prayag Pharmacy, my name was also there. You go and see Abhay Babu, he is religiously, he will help you. These Gaurimath people, they came to me. So, sir, we have come to you, we have heard your good name, so we want to start a temple here. Please try to help us. Because I was thinking of these Gaurimath people that I met, very nice, gentle person. As soon as I saw them, I was very much embarrassed. Oh, here are these persons, they have come again. So in this way, gradually, I became attached to these Gaurimath activities, and by the grace of Krishna, my business also was not going very well. Yes. Krishna says, "Jasahun amigridami hariseta dhanam sani." If somebody wants to be actually devotee of Krishna, at the same time keeps his material attachment, then Krishna's business is he takes out everything material so that same person he becomes, dependent on Krishna. So that actually happened to my life. I was obliged to come to this movement to take up this very seriously. And I was dreaming that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me. Please come out with me. So I was sometimes horrified. Oh, what is this? I have to give up my family life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me. I have to take sannyas. Oh, I was horrified. But I saw several times calling me. Anyway, it is by His grace I was forced to give up my family life and so-called business life. And He brought me somewhere or other in preaching His gospel. So, this is a memorable day. What He deserved, I am trying little bit and you are all helping me. So I have to thank you more. You are actually representative of my Guru Maharaj. Because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much.
The following.
And now we'll sing the song of separation from the departed Vaishnava, remembering His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Jaya Nilo Prema Dhana Karuna Prachu Janilo Prima Dhanna Karu. Krishna Pracho. Prabhu kota gila acharya taku. Prabhu kota gela acharya taku. Kaha mora swarup rupa Sanata Kahadas Ragunata Patita Pavan. Kaha mora bata juga, kaha kavira. Kale kota gela gora natara. Pashane kuti bo mata. Anale Pashibho Gauranga Gunera Nidhi Kota Gele Pabo. Shesava Shangira Shange Jekoilo Bhila. Shangana paya kande narotamodas. Sheshangana paya kande narotamodas. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Srila Bhakti
Bhakti Siddhanta Jaya Prabhupada Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Shila Prabhupada Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Premanande
And now I'm going to read from some of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Prabhupada's final instructions. Thank you. On December 27, 1936, several days prior to the setting of the blazing sun of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Om Vishnupad Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he spoke to a gathering of his closest disciples, at which time he said the following words: I have disturbed many people because I felt myself obliged to speak the unadulterated truth. I have told everyone to worship Hari without hypocrisy, and because of this, some people have perhaps considered me to be their enemy. So I have caused many people anxiety by telling them to give up other desires and hypocrisy and to sincerely serve Krishna. Someday they will be able to understand what I was getting at. All of you, please preach the message of Rupa Raghunath with great enthusiasm. The ultimate object of our desires is to become specks of dust at the lotus feet of the followers of Rupa Goswami. Remain united in following the Ashaya Vigraha in order to satisfy the transcendental senses of the one non-dual supreme truth. Make your way through this impermanent transitory life in whatever way you can, keeping the goal of worshiping the Lord foremost in your minds. Don't abandon this goal even in the face of hundreds of dangers, insults, or persecutions. Don't lose your spirit if you see that the majority of people cannot accept the principle of selfless service to the Supreme Lord. Never abandon your bhajan, hearing and chanting Krishna Katha, the be-all and end-all of your devotional life. Please always chant the name of the Lord, being humbler than a blade of grass and more tolerant than the tree. This body is like the aging cow, which in ancient times was meant to be offered up in sacrifice. Only we desire to offer the body to Krishna in the sacrifice of the holy name established by Sri Krishna Chaitanya and his associates. We do not seek to become heroes performing great works or religious deeds. Our true being and our identity is that of a speck of dust at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Prabhu, life after life. The stream which flows from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur will never be dammed up. Remember this and vow to double your efforts to fulfill Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desires. Amongst you are many capable and worthy individuals. We seek nothing for ourselves. Our only motto is Adadhana Stridam Danteridam Jate Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Dulisyam Janma Janmani. Taking grass between my teeth, I pray repeatedly that I may become a speck of dust at Sri Rupa Goswami's lotus feet, birth after birth. From Raghunath Goswami's Mukta Charita. While living in the world, we encounter many difficulties, but there is no need for us to be bewildered by these difficulties, nor need we make any effort to remove them. What is necessary is for us while we are still here is to learn what will remain after we have removed all those difficulties. What will be the nature of our eternal life? There are so many things which we want or don't want, but we have to come to terms with this duality of attractions and repulsions. The more we distance ourselves from Krishna's lotus feet, the more these things will draw us in. We can only begin to comprehend the exquisite taste of service to Krishna's lotus feet after transcending these worldly attractions and repulsions and being attracted by his holy name. The doctrines of Krishna Bhakti seem startling at first, perhaps even perplexing. Knowingly or unknowingly, every human being is struggling to eliminate the advantageous elements in life which interfere with his direct experience of eternal fulfillment. Excuse me, Adventitious, I'm sorry, I'll start over. That gave the opposite meaning, and I apologize to everybody. Knowingly or unknowingly, every human being is struggling to eliminate the adventitious elements in life which interfere with his direct experience of eternal fulfillment. What is the definition, please?
By chance.
Adventitious. By chance. Our only obligation is to go beyond duality and to enter the world of that eternal fulfillment. We have no attachment for anyone in this world, nor any hostility. Whatever arrangements we make in this world last but a moment, while the need to search out the supreme fulfillment is equally unavoidable for everyone. May all of you work united and in harmony toward the same goal, to earn the right to serve the root Ashraya Vigraha. May the current of ideas propagated by Rupa Goswami flow throughout the world. May we never, under any circumstances, become indifferent to the seven-tongued sacrificial flame of the holy name. If our attraction to it remains ever increasing, we will achieve all perfection. Remain faithful to Rupa Goswami's followers and preach Rupa and Raghunath's teachings enthusiastically and fearlessly. That's all you have? God. Well, there's more. There are more. Perhaps elsewhere. But for now, because we're running out of time, we've tasted a small drop, very small drop. We come in a great line of highly exalted souls whose only business it is to give the method to go back home, back to Godhead, to everyone on the planet. This is a great legacy to take up, to work for this, to sacrifice for this, gives one qualification to hear and chant. Shushru shro shadadhana se vasudeva kataruchi syan mahat seveya vipra punya tirtan shevanat. By serving those great souls whose ambition it is, as we heard earlier, to make sure that everyone gets an opportunity to hear Krishna's names and take up the practice by which they can not just extricate themselves from the material world, but to reawaken their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the highest service one can do for these great souls, to sacrifice one's peace of mind for the sake of giving others the opportunity to take Krishna consciousness. But actually, it's a misnomer because there is no peace of mind. There might have been maybe in 1973, but there's none anymore, not one drop anywhere. So one should disturb one's own mind and life for the sake of helping others, and one should come to the point of feeling comfortable when being outside one's comfort zone and uncomfortable when inside one's comfort zone. Because a comfort zone in this material world is extremely dangerous. And being outside one's comfort zone for the sake of serving the great souls is the greatest comfort in the world. And Prabhupada noted that there's no safer place to be than in the Sankirtan party, going out to spread Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. So on this day, after the disappearance of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we pray for His mercy. Please help us to fulfill Your wishes and desires. Let us become better servants and help to spread the Sankirtan movement all over the world under the care of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and his followers. Thank you for considering our requests. Hare Krishna. Go Premanande Haribo.
Natchariyar Marman. Hey, Natchariyar Marman. Natchariyar Marman. Natchariyar Marman.